Hi, this is a dictation follow-up visit. Memuna Ashraf, MAMOONA ASHRAF. Date of birth is 9/25/1983. Date of service is 10/23/2024. It's a follow-up visit for this patient. Memuna Ashraf walked into our office on first time new patient as 8/29/2024 last month with a history of severe pain in the lower back across as well as in the left leg. For more than 2 years, the patient has had no history of any fall, accident, trauma. These pains are quite sharp, severe, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. In addition, patient experienced some pain in the neck as well. Her mother also has a similar history. It's possible that she has been severe arthritis in the thing. And these pains are worsened by bending, lying down, sitting, and improved by nothing. She has had some physical therapy and chiropractic visits prior to visiting us. 33 visits for chiro and 25 visits for therapy have not brought any relief. Medications also have not helped her. She experienced constant radiation of pain from the lower back to the leg, left side, posteriorly up to the ankle, almost constantly, along with weakness of the left leg. And the patient is being advised epidural injections time 4 based on the MRI findings. The MRI findings are as follows. There is a bulging disc and herniated disc at L4-5 and L5-S1 along with ligament and flavum hypertrophy, central canal stenosis, and S1 nerve root compression. The physical examination reveals the same finding as the previous visit of 8/29/2024, dictation number 0902-064. The blood pressure was found to be 135/88. Pulse is 86, temperature 98.1, pulse ox 99. The patient is being provided naloxone or Mobic 7.5 mg daily for 30 days. Prilosec 20 mg daily for stomach protection, Lyrica 50 mg once a day, 30 tablets for 30 days. A MAPS and labs have been reviewed. Patient has been advised the alternate treatment, for example, yoga and posture exercises, alternate ways to heat treatment like infrared heat, laser heat has been discussed. Patient is advised to do home exercises, calcium, magnesium, zinc, and collagen has been discussed with the patient to be taken over the counter for further relief. And patient is advised to continue her epidural injections. Thank you.